in Kenya.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says the UPND administration remains committed to working closely with traditional leaders across the country to foster development and national unity. Speaking during the Ukusefia Pangwena traditional ceremony of the Bemba speaking people in Northern Province, in a speech read for him by Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Piri, the head of state emphasized the critical role traditional leaders play in maintaining peace and stability in the nation. President Hichilema has further noted that government is making concerted efforts to improve the health, agriculture and energy sectors to meet the needs of all citizens. The ceremony, hosted by Paramount Chief Chitimukulu, was attended by King Gawa Undi of the Chewa people of Zambia, Malawi and Mozambique, as well as House of Chiefs Chairperson Chief Jongo of Southern Province, among other dignitaries.
We reiterate our commitment to work with you and forge strong social compact with the institutions of traditional leadership as we strive to eradicate poverty, inequality, underdevelopment in our rural areas. To this end, our government will continue to support and respect the preservation of cultural traditions as this provides a platform for unifying our people and for giving them an identity. Government is working tirelessly in its efforts to improve health outcomes by making improvements in accessibility to medicines and medical supplies.
Meanwhile, Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao has praised Paramount Chief Chitimukulu for his leadership in driving developmental projects that are positively impacting communities across the province.
Your Highness, you have said enough with politics. We have development to take care of. We have the unity to take care of. It is historic, Your Highness. What you are doing has never happened in this country. And we are seeing it. And the unity, the workmanship that you have portrayed, together with His Excellency, the President, may you continue this relationship. May it grow to another level so that Zambia can benefit.
Economist Trevor Hambayi says Zambia's exports to the United States valued at approximately $180 million United States dollars annually will be affected by the new U.S. imposed tariffs that came into effect this week. Zambia has been hit with a 17% tariff as part of a broader U.S. trade measure impacting exports from over 90 countries. Mr. Hambayi has noted that the majority of Zambia's exports to the U.S. are gemstones, which contribute significantly to the national export portfolio, accounting for 1.6% of the country's total exports. However, he has emphasized that while the tariffs pose a challenge, the overall impact on Zambia will be minimal compared to the U.S.
If you look at Zambia's exports into the U.S., is that most of the exports that we've been having have been gemstones, and this has been around $180 million a year. It is a very significant number in terms of our general outlook for exports. It's 1.6% of our total exports. So generally speaking, is that the impact is going to be minimal, but it will be quite substantial to the enterprises that are actually been conducting this because it constitutes a major volume of their trade.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has commended government for making notable progress in addressing value-added tax refunds for the manufacturing sector. ZAM President Ashu Saga said the association has observed significant steps taken in recent months to support local manufacturers through improved tax administration. He has described the development as a positive milestone for the industry, stressing that VAT refunds are critical to improving cash flow and boosting production capacity within the sector. Mr. Saga has also emphasized the importance of continued prioritization of the manufacturing industry, particularly when compared to the mining sector, which has historically received more attention in matters such as tax incentives and refunds.
We have noted that government has taken significant steps on VAT refunds for the manufacturing sector, and we are still looking forward for sustained acceleration of that, where we are given some priority as compared to the mining sector. And we have seen an increase in allocation for battery funds in recent months, and we really appreciate that move that government has taken, and only ask for this to be sustained. We have also asked for graduated tax bans for MSMEs when it comes to turnover tax. We have made some suggestions that allow for us to have a lower burden for taxpayers.
The Lusaka City Council has warned members of the public against open urination and defecation in public places, as this practice poses serious health risks to the community. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says open urination and defecation can further lead to environmental contamination and increase the risk of diseases such as cholera, typhoid and diarrhea. She said violators will face penalties, including fines of up to 1,000 kwacha, as stipulated in the Public Health Act and Statutory Instrument Number 12 of 2018 of the Laws of Zambia. Ms. Mwamba says residents are encouraged to utilize available sanitation facilities and report any instances of open urination and defecation to relevant authorities.
Open urination and defecation can further lead to environmental contamination and increase the risk of diseases such as cholera, typhoid and diarrhea. It can also contribute to environmental pollution and undermine efforts to improve sanitation and hygiene in urban areas. Violators will face penalties, including fines up to 1,000 kwacha, as stipulated in the Public Health Act Cap 295 and Statutory Instrument Number 12 of 2018 of the Laws of Zambia. Residents are encouraged to utilize available sanitation facilities and report any instances of open urination and defecation to relevant authorities.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Bankers Association of Zambia is optimistic that the country could see a positive downward adjustment in the monetary policy rate this month. In an interview, BAZ President Leonard Mwanza said a reduction in the policy rates would help ease lending rates and stimulate borrowing, thereby supporting broader economic activity. Mr. Mwanza has pointed to increased participation from offshore market players and the rise in foreign direct investment as key factors driving expectations of a policy shift. He has explained that renewed interest from international investors has improved confidence in Zambia's financial markets, fostering a more stable economic environment, which could influence the Bank of Zambia to consider reducing the policy rate.
And we're looking forward to this month's MPC pronouncements, looking at what is happening, the trends. One would expect that we should see some downward revision to the monetary policy. We should start seeing the central bank unwinding their tight monetary policy stance. So let's see how the MPR comes out in the next pronouncement. And I think we are hopeful that it will start coming down. And then it also starts speaking to the issue around cost of borrowing in our market, the lending rate. So we hope that once the Dow is moved around the MPR, we should see some positive coming in.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
International news.
A bus carrying mourners from a funeral has crashed in Western Kenya, killing 25 people, local authorities say. A police report seen by the BBC says the driver lost control, veered off the road and overturned into a ditch along the Kisumu Kaka Mega Highway on Friday afternoon. Police said 10 women, 10 men and one girl died at the scene, with 20 passengers injured, five of them seriously. The BBC has more.
Ukraine says a Russian guided drone attack in the city of Kherson has hit a bus carrying civilians. Two people were killed. British police have arrested 150 people at a rally outside Parliament in London in support of a banned pro-Palestinian group. Palestine Action was proscribed in June under terrorism legislation after its members broke into a Royal Air Force base. Earlier, Arab and Muslim countries joined widespread condemnation of Israel's decision to expand its